Fine, what did I just say?
We'll cut this out.
This is the TRT Community Podcast, where we discuss all things testosterone.
We're here today with Kenny Marple. I appreciate you coming on again. I think we're going to try to make this a fairly regular thing, right? Where you come on and answer TRT community Facebook group members' questions and stuff.
Yeah, that's what Ashley had told me. She said that she was discussing it with you, but
she's the boss. That's what she said.
Yeah, she said, hey, it's something I was interested in too, because I had so much fun when we did it before.
Yeah.
Especially with sending the bottle of testosterone to space. I was like, I was so happy about that. So, I was sitting here getting ready for, okay, here comes all the penis questions. So.
I'm going to write that down because I've forgotten. TRT
like
to
a curveball. Yeah. You weren't expecting that.
That was great.
The first question that everyone always asks is, what's going on with HCG? Are you going to be able to have it? Is it going away? What's the status?
Yeah, we definitely have it. It's not going away. It's going to be there. Big Pharma will always have it at a higher price, but we'll always have access to it. We have a compounding pharmacy that has it, and it appears they're going to continue to be able to have it. There'll be more updates in the future that I can release more information on that, but I don't see any interruption in the supply of HCG.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys are like one of the very few that still have it, that still can get it. And that's always a good thing.
We try to keep our mind open and try to keep multiple pharmacies. There's some people put all their eggs in one basket in one pharmacy. So you don't have it. What happens?
Yeah.
You come up with a backup plan. So
a lot of these other clinics that don't use HCG anymore are using gonadirellin. Is that an appropriate replacement?
A viable alternative.
Yeah.
I'm going to state this delicately. A lot of opinions out there, a lot of data out there. In my experience and my opinion, it is not. It is nowhere near the quality of HCG as far as supporting the testicles and avoiding the symptoms and supporting the things we want to support with it. And it comes with a lot of higher incidences of side effects. And some of the biggest things that you can look at, if you say, well, hey, I don't have a clinic, I'm not a provider that's seeing patients, is look on the communities, look on your community. How many people are like, well, I switched over and my testicles are shrinking or they're hurting or all of these things. You're seeing an abundance of it. So I, in my opinion, do not think it's close to it.
Okay. Yeah, that's definitely the anecdotal reaction that I've seen, is that guys aren't a huge fan of it.
Mm-hmm. It's among the most talked about topics in the group, HCG versus gonadirellin.
Yeah.
HCG, definitely. Period. Mm-hmm. We have those keywords, and that's probably the most, the number one topic.
Yep. All right, I'm going to start firing off TRT community Facebook group member questions at you. Get these answered. Okay. Question number one, is elevated hematocrit dangerous?
Yes. It definitely is. You can get side effects from it. A lot of guys don't get side effects. It's considered a silent killer. It raises your risk of stroke or heart attack if you already have blood pressure problems, risk of stroke, hypertension, or heart disease dramatically. Does that mean you're 1 or 2 points over, you're going to drop dead? No. Just like anything, when you look at lab work, there's, yes, you're supposed to stay in certain ranges and you're supposed to strive to stay within those ranges. But different providers you talk to are going to have different cutoffs where they're like, okay, either we change something, we take the testosterone away, phlebotomy draw script, or something has to change because you've hit that where this is just too dangerous. It's usually for most between 53 and 55. 55 definitely, because 55 is even the labs actually physically contact us with an alert. That's how dangerous it's starting to become. When you look at these, sometimes the cutoff is 50, it's 51. You always want to try to stay within those ranges, but if you're 51, 52, 52 and a half, I don't want you to think you're a walking stroke. Mm-hmm. If you have prior conditions, you definitely want to stay within those numbers.
Okay. Good to know.
Dehydration being one of the biggest things that we see, that, you know, just telling somebody to drink some water, you take their values again, totally different.
Okay.
So yeah. that plays a key too in staying well hydrated.
Okay. What about, question number two is warming tea vials. So a lot of guys, and for years I've seen this in the group, you know, they want to use that 31 gauge needle, but they can't quite get that cypionate to draw. So they'll put it in hot water. Is, you know, I can't imagine that it's safe or that it's great for it because it's got the storage, you know, range, temperature ranges. But are they in danger when they do that?
Well, you use the keyword warm water. They're okay. Which is slightly above room temperature. It'll thin it in a little bit for you. There's guys who are making it too hot, or, hey, let me boil some water and put it in there.
Yeah, I
really wouldn't do that. You're going to cause separation also, mm-hmm. and things like that. It's not heat sensitive in the sense of it's cooked at 400 to 500 degrees. That's before the oil is added. So if you're just putting some warm water just to get a little bit of an edge on it, my biggest suggestion is don't mess with that and use a 27 to 29 gauge.
Yeah.
Insulin syringe and be done with it. The biggest tip I give my patients is when you open your bottle of testosterone, put 3 or 4 syringes of air in there to create pressure and see if your provider will send you a syringe that goes to 100. Even if you're pulling the 10, 15, 20, because what happens is you fill the bottle full of air, puts pressure in it. Then when you put your insulin syringe in, pull all the way back to 100, and you're going to create a lot of suction. So like for me, if I'm pulling to the 20, I pull all the way back to 100. When it gets up to 80, I then push it back up. There's going to be more in there because it's still flowing. And then if there's any little air bubbles that allows me to push it out. I fill my 27 or 28 gauge half inch insulin syringe, and I've timed myself in about 25 to 30 seconds tops.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's grapeseed.
That's what I was going to ask. So I noticed, you know, I switched to Matrix like 3 injections ago. So I'm 3 or 4 days in at this point.
And you're doing MCT?
Yeah. And I've noticed that is substantially thinner, the MCT oil. It is amazing.
It's quick.
Yeah.
It comes right out. It is a big difference with that. The problem is you don't have a lot of pharmacies that carry it. So they have to have the proper licensing per state and things like that. I will say one of my pharmacies that's going to be all 50 states is working on it. And I hope to have it in a few months as an option.
Nice. Yeah, it's great stuff so far. No complaints.
Mm-hmm.
Next question. Is PT-141 great?
For a lot of people, it is. Just like everything. It is a very good product. Some people believe in taking it every day and then taking a little more for enhancement for their sexual encounter. Some people just take it for their sexual encounter. It is a very good product. I have to, you know, Suzanne Summers is who kicked this off in the 90s with this. She really, really believes in it with her husband, and they're supposedly having sex 2 or 3 times a day in their late 60s. So,
wow.
You know, I think it is a very good product, but it is always a personal experience because I have patients that use it. I'll tell you it's the best thing since water. And then you have other people who would be like, yeah, not too much. It's personal experience and all the other balances that's going on. Just like anything, you could say Cialis and Viagra is the best thing ever, but if you have no testosterone, it's not going to work.
Yeah.
So there's some pieces with that.
Yeah.
Okay. I
believe it.
What about DIM? Do you ever recommend using DIM to control estradiol?
I do. My key go-tos were DIM, grapeseed extract, and calcium glucarate. I've since stopped using DIM because there's, with research, when you look at it, there's some different things. Well, yes, it'll block estrogen. Some it'll bind. Some it'll cause to produce. There's all this different research out there and back and forth and opinions on it. So I found using grapeseed extract with calcium glucarate was much better. The grapeseed extract is going to help with that conversion of blocking it out of your body. The calcium glucarate is actually clears out the liver ducts. So it purges the estrogen out, because if you just back up the ducts, it's going to come back into the body. So the combination of those two can be really effective and safe. And there's no, as far as what they do is what they do. There's no controversy on like with DIM on what it can produce or do.
What's a standard, what do you generally recommend as a starting point for both of those, the grapeseed and the calcium glucarate?
It's very rarely a side effect, but just like anything, there's some patients that could. I usually say take 500 milligrams a day the first few days. If it's feeling and looking good, the dosing would be 500 milligrams twice a day. And unlike prescription medication, it is a supplement. You really need to take it every day and take it, you know, it's like, oh yeah, take it twice a week, three times a week, once a day here and there. It's just not going to work. You got to take it religiously to try to get the benefits.
How much grapefruit seed extract do you take?
500 milligrams twice a day.
Oh, okay. What about the calcium? Are those two separate
things? Two separate products, 500 milligrams twice a day on both.
Okay. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Perfect. What about B12? What are your thoughts on B12?
Great product. Can't hurt yourself. It's all kinds of different terminologies for it. Some people call it a happy vitamin, a mood vitamin. It's great for brain functions, cardiovascular system, energy, metabolism. It does help with some clearing of bad estrogens. If the lab values usually go about 250 to 1200, those are another set of very outdated lab values, just like testosterone. You know, patients who are getting, they have brain damage, nervous system damage, cancers, autisms, they'll go up as much as 10 to 15,000. So usually most patients around 1500 is where they feel best on that. There's all different techniques on taking it.
Okay. Nice. Good deal. Any issues with hematocrit when taking B12?
I haven't seen it.
Okay. I've only ever taken it, I guess the pharmacy that I used to use would send the HCG fortified in the B12. That's the only time I've ever experienced it.
Mm-hmm. There's some guys who mix different things with HCG. Some of them even put it in the testosterone, which I think is horrible. I don't think you should mix HCG with anything. It's a very unstable molecule. You shaking it when you mix it can make it become unstable and lose strength. You know, I just don't, HCG should always be using by itself. I have patients to say, well, I mix it with this. It's always worked for me. That's great. But it's a very unstable molecule and you got to be careful with it.
Okay. That's good to know. And I've never heard, you know, cause I'm one of those guys that whenever I was taking HCG, I would combine them into one syringe. But I've never heard that argument that it's, that the problem isn't that it's bad for me. The problem is that it's bad for the HCG, you know, that it's,
mm-hmm. Yeah. So there, a lot of people mix B12 with HCG, partly as a gimmick, as something else. The main reason is a lot of these products that are mixed with something, they were trying to distinguish themselves from big pharma.
Yeah.
So they weren't infringing on them. That's where that B12 and HCG came from. Just take your B12 separate would be my, but I will tell you B12 and chromium were the two biggest ones you saw in there. Mm-hmm. They were the two safest to mix with HCG, but they should still showed it could cause unstability.
Okay. Well, I'll never put HCG in my testosterone again. You've changed my mind with one argument.
You're a mixer. You're a mixer.
Yeah.
Same syringe.
I just texted you the other day and asked if it was safe to mix, you know, a couple of things together.
As soon as we started talking about it, I thought of that. And I'm like, I wonder if he's been mixing. I'm telling him not to.
Peptides you can. I don't like needles. So anytime I can shortcut it and do, you know, because we're talking about daily injections. And granted, the syringes that you sent are the smallest things I've ever seen in my life. But it's still a needle. So anytime I can shortcut it, I'm going to try to do it. Next question. What blood markers are impacted when you introduce HCG into TRT?
LH and FSH, which are the releasing hormones, definitely. Testosterone can be affected. Estrogen, definitely. A lot of people think, hey, you know, if HCG is going to protect me, I'm going to take a boatload of it. First problem with it is you can overload receptors. You might be just wasting it because you don't need it, but it does convert, cause conversion with the HCG. So those are the main ones you see. Now, of course, there's an argument does it affect it or not affect it? Anything that links to, if you were taking HCG to produce testosterone and you produce testosterone produces hematocrit. So it's kind of these different things that branches off on it, how it goes down the line.
Okay. I think that's all the questions that the community had for you. When are you going to roll out the new system that I just guinea pigged? Is that something that's coming soon?
Can we talk about it?
Yes, we can talk about it. We're actually training in it as we speak. Brandon was my first person in there, and I'm going to throw Ashley under the bus, who I didn't have training on it when I went in to do Brandon's.
Oh, yeah. When he called me, he was like, I don't know what I'm doing, and he couldn't view my stuff in the new system. Yeah, that makes sense.
So considering I just kind of was like, oh, Brandon is in Serbo, and I'm like, okay, I got 15 minutes to prep here.
Don't know what to do with my hands.
It was pretty friendly as I started clicking on stuff and finding it, but we're still training on it. It technically fully live would be February 1st, which I think your feedback was it was pretty friendly to use on getting signed up.
Definitely.
We're upgrading the phone system again, which we actually had some problems this week. I apologize to any patients listening with the new phone systems. Funny story is somehow Vonage sent our number to just a regular old residence that received all our calls for a half hour. So she wasn't happy.
Oh, so
great.
So definitely something we're working on to try to, you know, maximize the efficiency, make it as easy as possible for the patients, you know, getting a hold of us. We're expanding the staff. That's why we needed more phone lines, things like that. Yeah.
And that was another question that somebody asked is what you guys are doing to set yourselves up to succeed as you grow. And I'd basically explain, because you and I have talked about y'all doing those things, explain that. And then we even touched on that, the three of us, the last time we talked. So I just kind of pointed him back to that episode. But you've been working on, or you've been preparing for growth and being able to serve the patient, this, you know, the same as you were 6-12 months ago for quite some time. So it's something you guys are prepared for.
Yeah, that gets tagged in questions sometimes with that. Like, you know, we're going to be the kind of, you know, hurting ourselves with our success. We're trying to be as proactive as possible, not say, hey, let's reap all the benefits and let the patients pay for it by, you know, doing all the proper software, phones, adding a bigger staff, always trying to keep ahead of the curve with the staff. I do have a little bit of announcement to make that we're preparing for drastically, trying to make sure we're ready for, is one of the biggest things that a lot of patients ask for is the monthly payments, because it can be difficult when they're getting the 10 to 12 weeks or the 5 to 6 week programs. Mm-hmm. I like to keep it all transparent and easy. Here it is. You know, buy as you need, no contracts. But there's just so many people that I really felt bad that wanted to go with us, or they were in a bad situation, but they couldn't afford to. So we're kind of going to do an honor system, and we're going to start monthly programs in a couple of months. So there'll be monthly payments, monthly, like a lot of these patients are used to. The patients who still want to stay with the 10 to 12 week programs or 5 to 6 weeks, they will be able to. Patients that want to go on the monthly payments, they will be able to cut down on patients running out of things and the constant shipments and stuff. It's going to be more of an honor program that we feel if we're treating the patient right and there's a good price, they're going to stay with us. So I'm going to go ahead and send you your 3 month supply up front.
Yeah.
If you decide to pick up and want to walk away, well, we'll deal with that as it comes. But I don't think that's going to be the case. And you know, like I said, a lot of patients who just sometimes, let me do this, let me do that to try to make payment. It's just not a good feeling. Yeah. So we're going to try it out, and we're going to try that in a couple of months. That was part of the reasons we're scrambling with all of these new systems, because we feel that that's going to help a lot of patients, and we're trying to prepare for it.
So do you have an idea of what a monthly price would be for someone that's taken 200 milligrams of testosterone a week and nothing else?
$99.
Wow.
Very cool.
Okay.
So it'd be the $99 a month. Then, you know, if you add HCG, if you have an estrogen blocker, of course, the other things would be separate. Like if you want a B12 peptides, that's not considered a medical necessity. So that's something you would buy outright.
Yeah.
But the medical necessity things would be on a payment style plan.
Okay. Awesome. Are you able to further discount that $99 for the listeners of the All Thing Testosterone podcast?
There's something in the works for that. there is something in the works for that, to try to discount that a little more for the listeners, and to show our appreciation to you guys and the community, because you've been great. I love seeing a lot of the comments we get. sometimes I get beat up on questions, but it's great. I can only answer so many and so quickly, but yeah. So we're trying to work out something with that, with the community.
Awesome. Awesome.
Very cool.
Cool. Well, that's all we've got for today. I guess I'll get with Ashley and see if she can't. I sounded like she was wanting to do it once a month, and I think that'd be great to get together and kind of have a standing appointment, you know, every 4 weeks or something.
Yeah, she said, hey, how would you think about doing a once a month with Brandon? I said, oh, I'd really like to. I said, but I don't want to impose on him. But oh, I think no. She had underhand information.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, it's not. We it's enjoy
extremely valuable too.
Yeah, getting these questions answered and the interactions and you know, I know that telemedicine is something that can be a little daunting to somebody who's never done it, and people want to treat with a brick and mortar doctor. And I think that them being able to listen to you speak, I mean, I've had people message me, and I think you guys have too. What made them comfortable treating with Matrix Hormones is hearing you on this podcast. And I think if we can, you know, rid the telemedicine of the stigma just by having you on once a month, I think it's worth doing if that were the only benefit by itself. I think, you know, y'all's customer service and your attentiveness and even in, you know, would whomever you end up hiring to do to help, I think it's going to transfer over and everything's going to be great.
And I know I appreciate you mentioning you came to us. That was very nice.
Yeah, definitely. And that's another thing is for myself, switching doctors seemed like a nightmare. You know, I've used the same doctor almost the entire time I've been on TRT. And wow. And yeah, and it was incredibly easy. I emailed Ashley. She was like, here's a link, be our guinea pig. I filled out the stuff online, got an email back. Here's your appointment time. Or actually it was, hey, here's three different options for appointments. I said, I'll take the first one, had a conversation with you. And then within, I don't know, 3 or 4 days, the medication was in my mailbox. It was easier than going to an office. And yeah, it was amazing.
Hassling the pharmacy about the GoodRx price and all that stuff.
Yeah. That's actually the
biggest headache.
The main reason I switched is because the pharmacy, I got stuck in this text loop with the pharmacy, just a regular old, you know, it was like Walgreens or a CVS. And it was like, I would get a text that said, we're out of stock. Then I'd get a text the next day that says, your insurance won't cover this, but we've got it. And then I would get another text that says, we're out of stock. Your order will be ready on this. And it was just like this cycle of miscommunication. And finally, I was like, I'm done dealing with these big box pharmacies that will argue with me. They want to give me a 5 ml vial, and it's like, but the prescription says 10, so give me what is on the prescription. Well, insurance won't cover 10. I don't care, it's cheap, I'll pay cash.
I've gotten 10 1 milliliter vials before.
Yeah, also. I've gotten really 10, annoying. Yeah, I have two, and it's just, yeah, it's a nightmare. So I wanted to deal with somebody who actually knows what they're doing from start to finish, you know, you and the pharmacies.
Yeah, it's funny when I found out you were the guinea pig, I kind of cringed. I'm like, you
sure about
why
that?
Why would you choose Brandon?
No, it
was. But she has that more of a work. Like we get on and talk about shooting testosterone to space. She has more of the working relationship with you. She's like, no, trust me. It's a good idea. It's an honest feedback. Yeah. I'm like, okay, hopefully it's a good.
Yeah. And so I would say that the only complaint that I had was that I can't access that portal from your website. So if I wanted to get on there and look or change, I would have to find the original email and use that link. It would be cool if you could log in directly from the Matrix website.
You will be, because we weren't live yet. It's not
that
there.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She has it hid. She's just going to activate it as soon as we go live.
Okay.
And it'll be sitting there. So she did say to me that was your only concern.
Yeah.
Which she said for her really wasn't a concern. She's just, we're not live yet, so it's hid.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then the only other thing that I noticed is that the emails that come through, they say like support team or something. They're real easy for me to overlook. I deleted a couple of them before I realized what they were. They don't say Matrix Hormones. I think it actually, I might have deleted all of them now, but I think it just says support team.
Yeah, that was a change, because as the staff was growing, you can't have all these individual emails out there, because if somebody's out, then yeah, somebody's waiting. And so we combined it into one. I didn't realize it was showing up as support team. I had somebody else that said the same thing. So I'm going to tell her to change that to maybe Matrix support or something like that. Yeah. That it shows up.
I found one. It says the support team. So yeah, I think Matrix support. It's something that has y'all's name in it. Because I really did. I, knowing they were coming, I still deleted a couple of them and then thought, wait, was that them? And
I had to support team. I would think software. Somebody's trying to sell support.
Or just so, some kind of spam.
Correct. So I'll have her get that and just say Matrix support in it. I've had a couple other patients. It didn't click in my head because they didn't say it like you did. Say, oh yeah, I didn't pay attention to the email, or I deleted it, or whatever. Yeah, it's there. That's not what I was looking for, but I didn't think about it.
Yeah,
that makes sense. So I'm gonna have to tell her to change that.
I think after that, I mean, it's perfect. I recommend you switch to. They're amazing.
Yeah, I think I will be. I could be a second guinea pig if you want, because I'm strongly considering getting back on, because also as a bit of an announcement.
Oh, this is happening? This is happening?
We're expecting a baby in August. So
not us.
Not, but, yes, Brandon. My wife and I are expecting a baby after a several month regimen of being on Clomid.
You realize
and that was
this
it.
Is going to air on Monday? Have you told people?
Yeah, I've told people. He just did. Hopefully my dad doesn't listen or something, but he doesn't know. But that said, I've stopped taking Clomid, and I'm excited to get back on a protocol, a TRT regimen. So I may be contacting you. What's the best way to get in touch with you for me and your listener, our listener's sake?
You got Matrix Hormones. You can contact support at matrixhormones.com, or you can call our office number at 813-333-2226.
Okay. Very cool. Yeah, I'll be reaching out to you very soon.
All right. Good talk. I'll get with Ashley. We'll schedule something for 3 or 4 weeks out, and I think it'll be good. I can come up with plenty of group questions in that time.
Yeah. Just anything, you know, we come up with, we can play with, be fun again, figure out something else to shoot into space. We'll,
yeah. You know. You know what?
Yes.
We should do the, like Matrix Hormone should sponsor this shooting into space. I don't have the extra testosterone to shoot into space, but we should figure out some way. I don't even care if I have to pay for it. How can we make this happen?
Print it on a balloon, a weather balloon that goes up in the
Well, space. Only concern is Matrix that it's making sure you recover it.
Yeah, I can't promise that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
controlled substance shooting.
Brought to you by Matrix Hormones. We're shooting controlled substance into the stratosphere.
It lands inside the
cross state lines. Yeah.
A daycare playground. Oh God.
We're trying to help out the astronauts. It's right. All
good. Can I get into trouble for doing it myself if I shoot? Yeah.
It's,
I don't think he's going to put his name on
it. Well, whose controlled substance was it? You better say it was yours, because you're going to have somebody else's. and then the next thing is, it's like, okay, did you recover it? As long as you recovered it, you're good. But if somebody really wanted to hassle you, there's a bottle of a controlled substance you just shot out to somebody.
Well, if I don't if I don't recover it, maybe I don't air the episode.
I'm not sure if it's worth it.
Thank you for listening to the TRT Community Podcast. You can find us online at facebook.com/groups/TRT Community.